Hey Yak listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
We just walked out.
Where's the bathroom?
So we'll save it, TJ, when we get back. The fuck?
That was so fucked.
He did that, he did that on purpose. Yes.
Yeah.
He wants to make his entrance special. Yep.
Because his entrance when the cameras weren't on was very special.
Well, he thought the cameras were on.
Right.
Because he came in like at 1:01. No, he came in a little bit late. He came and did a dance. Yeah.
And then
he ran out.
We gave him a year.
Here he comes.
I had a birthday thing for him.
Yeah, here he comes.
I restart the show, TJ.
Yeah.
Music.
No.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, boy!
So, welcome to the Yak, January 26th. I have something special planned. TJ? I figured we'd just all...
Kobe Bryant's anniversary of Kobe's death.
Go around the room and we talk about our favorite.
And his daughter. And his daughter.
I'm going there and I'm going to work hard every day.
Just talk about his favorite Kobe moments.
My 8th grade teacher, Mr. Mastriano, his wife taught Kobe at Lower Merion and said that Kobe would come back and just to hang out with the teachers and say hi because he's just that good of a guy.
That's awesome.
No cameras, nothing.
It's tough to lose somebody like that.
I think the biggest thing for me is like going forward, January 26th just has a somber feel to it.
It really does. Because you can remember exactly where you were.
Remember exactly where you were. Remember when we lost Kobe.
It's crazy that he DJs with Chicken Fry now.
Yeah, that's wild.
Who? Kobe?
Kobe.
Kobe would.
Kobe would have loved Chicken Fry.
Yeah, he would have.
It's also the 19-year anniversary of the Bucks winning the Super Bowl.
God damn it.
No, you ruined it. Yeah. All right.
Happy birthday, KB. KB. Happy birthday.
I genuinely did not like that.
I mean, it's like, I was actually like kind of upset about your prank and then...
That just made me realize
how stupid it all is.
Yeah. Steven was being serious. I was joking. He really is like, today's the day that the Bucks won the Super Bowl. Yeah, look at him. He's smiling.
19 years.
What's your guys' 2003?
Sunny day in San Diego.
What are your guys' favorite things about Kyle?
Actually,
do you want to get bitches in here, Kyle?
Well, no, I have.
I said I wanted some new pussy.
You want a new pussy? All right. So if there's any new pussy watching and want to swing by the office.
I actually did have something planned. I had some new pussy that was going to come in.
For a dick appointment for Kyle?
Some strippers?
Yeah, for KB.
A dick appointment for my dog?
I ain't going to lay it, but we'll talk.
New puss?
You ain't going to lay it?
Yeah. You might want to lay it.
Why wouldn't you want to lay it?
I'm not going to lay it here.
Not here.
But on your birthday, what better day to
lay it? I'll talk shop, but I'm not going to lay it.
You're bugging, bro.
You're off it.
No, bro.
What the fuck you smoke?
Are you looking for a new side or a new main?
Dog.
A sneaky link?
Someone asked how far I would travel for a sneaky link.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
What'd you say?
I said not quite to a new time zone, but very close.
Kyle.
Detroit.
Like Indianapolis.
Ooh.
All right.
Hypothetically.
So some new pussy in Indianapolis is what we're looking for.
All right, okay. TJ, search that.
Tactical digs.
Maybe Owensboro, Kentucky.
Ooh.
That's specific as all hell.
Kyle, do you like MILFs?
Maybe.
I like
you,
man. Hot young moms.
Guy. Yeah.
You like hot because they're hot. Because
I got one for you.
Uh-oh.
This is a new pussy.
Hey, Boo, get the fuck out of here. Do not ruin my day.
Kate and I talked beforehand, and I said, Kate, hey, you know, she loves Kyle.
Yeah.
So, hey, maybe we put together something for Kyle's birthday. She said, I'm going to I'm going to find everyone's earnest thoughts about Kyle.
Mannion, don't.
And she's going to.
Don't fuck up your career.
She's going to share them with you.
Okay, this could be good.
For Kyle's birthday.
Let's go, Kate.
Yeah.
Great to see you, Kate.
Get the mic set up.
An absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Kyle. You and me go a long way back, so I know we're really good friends for a long time. And so I actually... We talked about today, but I've been working on this for a few weeks with all the women of Barstool.
Oh, wow.
We
oh
all got
God.
Together.
Proceed.
But we all got together and we wrote you something that we feel from the heart.
Okay.
That is so nice.
And I know, like, oh, it's the act, we joke around, but this is serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Kyle, we want to start by letting you know, because of you, our life has purpose.
Mm, wow. That's so nice.
You helped us be who we are today. We see ourselves in every word you say.
Wow.
Trapped in a world where everyone hates us, there's so much that we're going through. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
Oh my wow.
Kyle. What an impact.
What do you think, Kyle?
I love
well,
it so
I've,
far.
I've got a lot more.
Thank you.
Yeah, please keep going. Please keep going.
We all wrote a part of this.
Okay.
We were broken. We were choking. We were lost.
What is this about?
Your jokes on rediscovering America saved our lives.
Wow.
Oh. We were bleeding, stopped rhyme. Believing. Your bits on the shopping network saved our lives.
Wow.
These are all things
we
I'm
We were
in as
down.
Well.
We were drowning. But it came on just in time. Your Instagram submission blogs saved our lives.
I've done that too.
Wow.
Sometimes we feel like you've known us all forever. Uh-huh. You always know how to make us feel better. Yeah. We are so much closer than we used to be, all the women here and you. You're our escape when we're stuck in this small town. We turn up your anus whenever we feel down.
Okay. Yeah. This could be mine as well.
You let us know like no one else that it's okay to be ourselves. Uh-huh. Staunch feminist.
Yes,
Kyle.
Yes.
Because of you, our life has purpose. You helped us be who we are today. You're our escape when we're stuck in this small town. We replay the parts of yours on the yak when we feel down. We were lost. Your wrestling anecdote saved our lives. I was bleeding. Stop believing. You could have died. We could have died, all the moon here. We were down. We were drowning. But you came around just in time.
Wow.
KB, you saved our lives.
This is amazing. Yeah.
Some people would say that that's a 2013 Simple Plan song.
Yeah. I knew it sounded familiar.
But it's not.
No, it's
I have not. One question, Kate.
Kate,
so
that was amazing.
KB, today's his birthday.
Thank you. Yes.
He saved your lives. Do you think he could have done more in maybe saving Kobe's life, who died today?
2 years ago.
Two years ago today.
Did you guys, all the girls, like collectively?
And his daughter.
That?
We all wrote that together. Yeah, I wish that you would have done more for that.
Yeah, you could. You could have.
You guys, really, also, do you guys actually play back like some of my?
Look at here's Kobe.
Look
at him.
We
look
sit
at him.
Around.
He's so good.
Not even top so 10. Doncic right, is better.
Now you're hating.
Wow. Okay.
Now you're fucking hating.
Kate, that was beautiful.
Kate, that was beautiful.
That was incredible.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I feel like you wrote it all yourself. So just let me know who else wrote that.
Yeah. Who else wrote?
We all did.
Someone give you all the flowers, but I don't want to. If it was just
anyone from Indianapolis or single that KB maybe is like. Could link with sneakily?
No.
Also, Kate,
I'll take
just
people.
Forget the first like 5 minutes when I promised Kyle that I got had some new puss for him. Mm-hmm. So
no,
you're the opposite.
It's pretty old, 35.
You're the opposite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you
old
guy?
And told?
Told puss.
All right. Thank you,
birthday,
Kate.
Kyle.
Thank you, Kate. I actually really appreciate that. That was beautiful.
The real girl, yeah.
Yes.
Dump it in there.
Oh no, now this is awkward. Cause she's still here.
Draping around.
Yeah, she's like
her time. Hey, hang on.
They'll linger a little longer. And then I'll be
Hell yeah.
I really appreciated
Kate
that. Kate is the best.
Chicks love you, dude.
Mm-hmm. That meant a lot to me. I feel like she wrote it herself with no help, but
that's a fact.
She's gonna go up on my totem pole.
Or just people I like.
Where was she?
She was very near the top.
We need someone to go down on your pole, though. We need to figure out someone to go the other way.
Easily.
Yeah. What can we do for that? Because that was nice, but that was kind of more of a tribute.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a trial, not a tribulation.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
And Like I said, that could have been a poem for me as well.
It's not your birthday, Nick.
Yeah, dude, Nick.
Stop trying to take his spotlight,
fucking
Nick.
Birthday,
it's
bro.
Not your birthday.
I want a present, too.
Buy yourself something. What did you get him?
What did I get, KB?
Yeah.
I tried to go pick it up today, but they wouldn't let me.
Is it a veal? Is it a loin?
No.
Uh-oh.
KB, my friend, I got you one of the few flags that they fly over the 9/11 memorial.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Wow.
No, what do you mean you got it?
I bought it.
How much?
Triple digits.
Yeah, wait, are you serious?
9/11? Yeah, it comes in tomorrow.
Wow.
How many Musgraves tickets is it?
How many No, it's not a Musgrave.
Not even a full Musgrave.
Like, I would much rather have a... Is it from the 9/11?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me in the museum this morning to get it, pick it up. They were like, we have to ship it to you, which was ridiculous. Because I didn't have a ticket.
It flew over?
It's one of the ones they just like keep around the memorial, and then when they take it down, they frame them.
And sell them.
What? Yes. They fold
that's
it?
That's actually so a genius.
It's a game-worn.
It's a game-used flag.
But that's a genius fucking... So they can just... They can just sell game-used flags every day?
Yeah, that's probably what they do every day.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah.
I'd change it every hour.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They upcharge them just because they flew above the memorial.
Wow.
Mm.
What a racket.
No.
Yeah, I got scammed. Hyped. I think it goes to a good cause.
What? Yeah, sure. Buying more flags?
George Bush's wallet.
The flag,
going right to his pocket.
Also, it just looks like a normal flag to... people you don't want to
it
explain
looks like
it to.
It has like...
You're going to be explaining.
It has the Twin Towers in the bottom corner of the frame.
Oh, never mind. God. Okay,
up perfect. Or down?
Post.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Damn, Kyle, what a day.
That is... This is great.
Where are you going to stow it? The flag?
I'm going to hang it in my room.
No, I thought it's triangle.
It's triangle like a soldier died.
And it's like wooden... It's a wooden
I don't have any
too, right?
conventional flags.
Can I see your apartment?
My apartment, I have the Nepal flag hanging.
It's a good flag.
Solid flag, top 25
six
flag.
Six-sided.
Is it jagged?
Yes.
It's got a jagged edge?
It's the only national flag like that.
How old are you today, Kyle?
29.
30?
Pretty much.
30th close. Year, you're in your 30th year 30th now.
That's
year.
Right.
All right. All right, boys. Yesterday was big. Let's not make it about me.
No, it's your birthday. It's
your birthday.
Make
Kyle,
it about us.
This is a Kyle birthday show.
Let's not get complacent.
Do we have a loin on the way?
I assume we have multiple loins on the way.
Well, didn't I request a belly?
Well, we thought loin would be easier to share.
Oh, yeah. And
you
I
like
the loin.
Loin
is fine.
Yeah.
Loin's better for loin.
Begrudgingly.
It's fine. By all means.
I thought you agreed to the loin.
It's not a bad dish.
I thought that you were kind of okay with it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, it seems like you're making a little bit of a stink.
A loin is easier to share than belly.
We'll and find you some, a lot no, we'll find you
for
some belly.
For your 30th birthday, too. Like, what? I mean, wait, no, it's your 29th, so next year we'll get you the loin. You want the loin, right?
You're trying to sell that this is a milestone birthday.
It is.
Not.
Last hurrah of the 20s.
No.
29's big.
Yeah, 29's kind
of
big.
Not as big as 21, of course, coming up in a few months.
And when I post a put on, if you're old, these mutants on Instagram, they're 40 years old. The put ons that I post aren't for you.
It's not that big of a
deal. So if you hate it,
a good,
that pumps me up.
A good put-on doesn't have 100% hit rate.
That's what I try to say.
There's no such thing as a put-on with a 100% hit rate.
Yeah.
To you.
These people want my put-ons to appeal to them specifically. Like, I'm personalizing all my put-ons to them.
You should have some.
Like, I went through their entire life.
You should have some 40-year-old put-ons. If you're going to be a public figure...
My put-ons are all over the place.
You should have put-ons for everybody.
But I'm prioritizing young men and girls.
You're just putting on women.
Yes.
What about the turn-on prince?
That's Nick.
You also don't put on stuff. Do you put on stuff for women though? I feel like you're kind of like, but you just said it's for men and women. But like, you don't.
Do you only
put on
music?
It's your birthday.
Yeah, we're not going to fight
birthday.
You on your birthday. But everything
you're the
put on
prince.
Everything
I put on Jack Wolfskin yesterday.
What is that?
Jack Wolfskin. It's like a German outdoor brand.
And people were sending me screenshots of DMs to you saying, this isn't it. And you were getting angry with them.
I was responding immediately. Yeah. Don't tell me this isn't it. It isn't it to you.
You're saying put on are subjective? Like,
Jesus Christ.
Taking a weird
how do you
turn?
Not? How do you not understand it? Just say, like, I don't like this. It didn't work for me. But don't say this isn't it.
Just say it's Photoshop.
This song is successful. This musician is successful. So it is objectively it.
If you're just throwing out
so don't say it
on.
Is an it. It. You didn't like it.
We're making
it. I didn't put you on. Yeah.
Did you start the steroids?
Pipe down. Pipe down.
It feels like you started the cycle.
Yeah. Your veins bursting out of your neck. I just think if you rapid throw out put-ons, it turns you into the Rex Chapman of put-ons.
Yeah.
Therefore, devaluing the put-ons.
Yes, I'm making myself look very bad.
Inflation of put-ons?
I'm sorry, yeah. I get it.
It's like pre-World War II. Germany right now, we're just fucking going with wheelbarrows full of put-ons.
It just you're also kind of saying that no one can criticize any artist ever because it's always valid to somebody.
I'm
like
being
if you
a
have
huge cunt, I get it. I feel yeah.
No, it's your birthday.
I like that. I like that color on you.
It's a good color.
Yeah, it's a great color. A little peach.
And I don't think anybody else in this room could pull that shirt off.
No, no way. The cut or color.
The cut or color.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. The cut or color. It's like a diamond.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
The clarity of it's beautiful.
Don't, TJ.
What the fuck is a put on?
TJ, that's not.
That's not nice.
When did we start doing this?
Yeah, put him onto what a put on is.
Yeah, do that.
It's a free put on.
Well, he does have a Macho Man Randy
Actually,
Savage.
Actually, Kyle, can we do a put on hotline? Can somebody call in? They say some things about themselves. You put them on to something.
Oh,
no. I don't want to put anyone
for your birthday.
Right. Let's say Kyle's number on
put
the
this
air.
Kid on to put ons.
Oh yeah, I guess you could do that.
Like this is the biggest.
You don't
put
know
on
what
you
a put on is. You're lost.
I don't even know what is that from. I don't know that.
Well, so he might be putting you on in like the British sense of the word. Like, are you putting me on?
Oh, a ruse.
A ruse. Yeah,
taking the piss out of it.
Taking the piss.
Brandon, nice haircut that you got at what, 501 yesterday?
Maybe earlier.
Okay.
Maybe right after the yak.
How are you feeling today, Brandon?
I'm feeling good. Feeling great. I had a good day yesterday. Everything's fine.
Not tension in this office?
I think the tension's gone. We've all decided to move past it because that's what we do here, right? We just move on.
Well, it's Kyle's birthday, too.
Can I do a sincere happy birthday?
Yeah, please.
TJ, cue it up.
Nice.
Really special to me.
It's a clip show.
Really, really special to me. I just like, somebody who changed the Lord. Happy birthday, Mo Gabba.
Oh, yes. Mo!
Would have been 16 today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it is.
So it's his birthday, Kobe's birthday.
No, it's not Kobe's birthday. Kobe died.
It's the Mamba day.
Okay.
He got in a helicopter and tried to go
Big
to practice,
difference.
And they crashed into a mountain.
Impacted a lot of people's
tributes
lives.
Tributes to both of them. I'm sure it means a lot to them
it's
or
a,
their
you know,
state.
You could celebrate today, but I think it should be more of a somber approach today. A lot of things went down.
Because Mo Bamba died?
That's right. That's exactly right, Adam.
The little boy who passed.
Fuck.
Heart of gold. Everyone loved him.
Dang. Brandon, I really liked when you were fist pumping as Caitlin was giving her speech.
I really have discovered, Owen, that my life should be in a professional wrestling manager type role. I shouldn't be the guy. I should be beside the person in the mix and hyping them up. That's what I should do.
I would disagree.
It's just, but it
I was
is
hyping
about
her up. I was getting her. I was helping.
You're good
her
at smack that.
In the table.
Yeah.
You're good at that.
But that was almost a paternal instinct.
Sure.
Fraternal.
Yes. No.
Yes.
Fraternal.
Yeah. Fraternal.
Yes. Fraternal's brother. Family.
You know, I say the instinct is fatherly
brother,
though.
Your brother.
Well, her dad's in jail. Somebody's got to be.
Yeah,
her.
I think the age gap definitely leaves some fatherly.
I could have had a kid at 16.
Well,
no.
Dad?
You were a virgin.
I was trying to make it less creepy, but
No, you look like
even,
a tiki
you hadn't
mask.
Even come when you were at 16.
No, I really haven't.
Are you trying to say that you're a dad?
I'm not her dad. I'm not her dad. I'm her brother.
You said you just said you could very well be.
I could. I'm 42. She's 26.
So you're her dad.
I'm not her dad.
Huh. I have a boy who was raised by his grandma, and he found out like pretty deep into his life that his grandma his grandma, who he thought was his mom, was actually his grandma, and his sister, who he thought was his sister, was actually his mom.
Oh, isn't that like the plot of a movie? You just made that up.
I don't think
that's father and
I've
daughter.
Heard that story before.
No, it's sister. It's just paternal.
I think it's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Fraternal.
Fraternal.
Okay.
But yeah, that made me very happy, Brandon.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it. It was good.
Yeah, big day for the Walkers. Stuff.
Yeah.
She finally got a win.
She had Wright on her side, so she was good.
How's she doing? Did you guys drive home together?
Oh, yeah. I let her ride in ride in the car.
That's nice of you.
Nice.
What did you guys listen to on the way home?
Did you give her the aux?
We listened to my 90s Spotify. I believe we had some Two Princes last night.
Little Spin Doctors.
You sit her in the bed of your pickup as you drove home from Manhattan?
No, it's actually
her. In the trunk.
It's actually her car. Home every day.
Yeah, you don't want to put miles on yours.
No, exactly right. I don't want to park mine in the parking lot, so I take her car. And she drives home.
I don't
let her ride to work. She has to take a train to work, and then I drive her car. Mm. That's actually true.
Of course.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's not like you guys are leaving from the same house.
She likes to get here. She leaves at 8 o'clock. I leave at about 10.
Damn. So.
Sheesh.
Yeah. It's a good life.
So is anything squashed, or is like it's going to be like awkwardly passive
I told her
or confrontational?
I told her to just let it die. Let it die.
That's what I told you.
She's in a good spot. I pulled her aside. I said, Caitlin, just take the win.
He's just...
You're just quoting Big Cat's text.
You're just fucking re-gifting my advice.
Wins are rare around here. And when you get a win,
these
just
are my
take
exact
it.
Quotes.
So that's what I said to her. It's good for her to have me around for that wisdom and expertise that she can lean on.
That's true. That's true.
It's crazy the bloodlust that yesterday brought out in people.
Oh, savages here.
We were like a bunch of monkeys around two monkeys with like knives fighting, and we're just like,
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah, and then no one decided to come to work today.
Yeah.
I did notice.
Well, because everyone's exhausted.
It is Wednesday. Well, yeah, you round up Wednesday to Thursday.
Tuesday is essentially Friday.
It's like how five rounds up to 10, Wednesday rounds up to Saturday.
And Dave was confirmed in Miami. Like, they're not going to see Dave. He's in front of a palm tree currently.
It would be funny if Dave got here at like 8 a.m. one day and just see how packed it could get. Like, if he posted a picture being like, just got to the office.
I mean, you can walk in and tell if he's here or not.
Yeah. Every single time.
It's like a small town fire alarm. It's like, and everyone's just rushing to get into work.
There's a cat in the tree. Dave's here.
Get the fuck to work.
And then I walk in, and people that I haven't seen in like 6 months act like I'm the one that hasn't been here.
Yeah, right.
Nick, long time no see, buddy.
Yeah. What?
It's quite a day.
For the culture.
It's good to have a day like that every now and then. Keep you on your toes.
Cleanse it out.
I had a great day yesterday.
I had a good day.
What'd you do, Sass?
Sass was laughing.
Had a good
you
yak.
You cheesing?
Yak was awesome.
He was cheesing over there.
Walked home. Beautiful outside. Went to the grocery store.
Was a nice day to walk yesterday.
Then I played Apex for 5 hours straight.
Fuck yes.
And I didn't win one game.
Damn.
The entire time.
Will you get him next time?
I know.
Tonight?
It might not.
Tonight.
Though.
Tonight you're going to win.
Tonight's the night.
I never understand those games. You just never win?
It's not like a...
Close?
Like it's a battle royale, so it's like...
But you never won.
Have you got like
think
seconds?
Of Hunger Games.
Oh no, I've won many times.
Only
just
one
yesterday
wins.
Was a bad day. We came in second place like 100 times.
Oh.
Me
I'm surprised.
Me and my crew
shows that you're a quitter. That you went to sleep.
TJ, would you be able to carry them?
I don't play Apex Legends, but probably.
It's a little too fast paced for you,
Sass. I guess you should just get good.
Oh, I'm good.
I'll
literally
start
playing
dog water,
and then we can play together.
I already got a team.
Oh, you do? Who's on your squad?
Matt
and Nate.
You got Bell
boys.
Plug them.
Wait,
plug
Nate
your boys.
Dog.
Plug your boys.
Bell like that. What's up?
Nate Dogg?
Yeah.
Actual Nate Dogg?
Yes.
No. Yeah, me and Nate go home and play Apex together.
Is the dog getting silenced in any manner?
The dog hasn't been to work in 2 months.
Sheesh!
Jetski ran out of gas.
You just made a powerful enemy.
Dog's about to bite.
Rest easy, Sass.
Yeah.
I think the dog had some recipes they had to rest in peace.
I think it had something to do with Tico.
A little scared?
And Guy Tico?
Guy Tico.
Yeah.
I'm scared of him, and I'm on his
man
good side.
Man Tico?
That is Man Tico.
Man Tico has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, Man Tico. It's like a wrestler.
Well, who is Mandingo?
That's
is he in
slave.
Django Unchained?
Yeah, that's a slave, Kyle.
He was the best.
No, those are two warriors that have
but
to
But also,
fight
I
to
believe
the,
it's
the
a
death.
Male porn star with a
there,
giant
yes,
penis.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
My mind didn't go immediately to slave.
Mine did.
But that's where
giant
it's,
penis.
That's the genesis of it, though.
Yes.
Mantico.
too kind of.
Should we spin the wheel or something?
I want to spin the wheel. I think we might want to get spy cam going up again.
We can't do it.
No, you cannot hurt something like you cannot tarnish.
So good.
People want it. Good. But you can't
it's spy
it.
Cam when you need
they don't
it's
actually
in our repertoire
want it.
Now.
In LA, we got to get one in LA.
We'll do it in LA, not.
Like a film noir.
Spy cam could be good for.
I've already told Pete I want like actual equipment.
Yeah.
With like a speaker and everything that so like it will you can hear it better and everything.
Spy cam could be good for the ones like cold showers, like stuff like that, so you can go and check and make sure people are doing them.
You're sick.
Yeah.
I don't think you
I
need
just play
spy
by
cam.
The rules.
Because one of the balls is you have to watch the person shower every day.
Yeah. That is
now,
one.
Now there's
of the balls.
A lot of ones you can get around. I've thought about them.
Oh geez, you're already it's a game of integrity.
Yeah, it is.
So I did tell Tommy yesterday he's excited to come in and be the...
We got a video.
Gotta get him a suit.
He wasn't excited.
Can we post that video?
Yeah, I'll send it to TJ.
We got to get him a suit.
TJ, you got it, don't you?
Yeah. Will he wear a suit and like a top hat with a cane?
We get him a really long...
Long stick mic and a tuxedo.
And a long cigarette, too, like Cruella de Vil.
Yeah, a long Cruella de Vil cigarette.
A candy cigarette, yeah.
And I want real long tails on the back of his tux coat.
Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, no, he's smoking.
Does he want his septum pierced? Oh, yeah, we could pierce him.
I don't think we can pierce him.
Or gauges? What about gauges? That's not really piercing.
What's
it's
a gauge?
More...
Should we bring a gravity bong
that
on smell
that?
Friday?
That would be,
that would be said... fun. We haven't made a gravity bong in a really long time.
I sent to Nick.
Have we ever?
Have we?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, what?
I've never hit a bong.
Never is a long time.
And honestly, we probably have at some point.
Yeah.
In these 29 years, you've never hit
never
one
hit
bong?
A bong.
You've never hit a
check
bong?
It out.
Wow.
It's the,
oh, wow, it's trouble. Oh, there goes trouble.
Ron, I actually need help from you. A caller on the Brandon Walker show made a...
Why are you slightly stroking your mic?
Hey, Mr. Roan, I need some help from you.
Hey, Roan.
I know you're busy.
Caller.
I'd like to, bet I'd like
me
to
that
see your piece.
Proposition
I lost the bet, and I have to. He wants me to get high. He wants me to smoke weed before the Brandon Walker show one day and do a show high. Can you,
hell yeah.
Can you help me out with that?
It's the least I could do.
I think... Okay, yeah.
Not
you should do that. One of the ping pong balls should definitely be someone has to take an edible and not tell anyone on one of the shows.
Oh, fuck.
I had sent to Nick. I think it'd be funny if someone just had to carry a bong in one hand
just
for a whole
carry
day.
A bong all day.
That empty?
Would be funny.
Yeah. Empty or water with water in it?
I think water.
Either. Can you throw it over your shoulder like a bindle, like your
however
a
you
bum?
Want, but only one pong.
What about
can
someone
be
has
on
to
it?
Rip tobacco out of a bong
yeah.
on the show?
Oh, my God. That's fun. Bong games? The bong games?
When are we doing our meeting? Friday? Thursday?
The pre-show meeting?
Have you guys ever heard of Doha?
Hmm?
Huh?
It's the capital
I wish
of...
We could just fast
is that
forward.
A city?
Is it? It's also like a Middle Eastern tobacco, but it's like the highest percentage of nicotine.
Oh, ooh. You've told me about that.
Yeah.
Isn't it like you throw up or something if you...
We'll see. We'll get it in the mix.
Yeah, we'll get it. Like what percent nicotine is
we got to smoke a like. What are the Lucky's something cigarettes?
Strikes?
Is that it? Or a clove or something like that?
Clove
cigarettes.
Cloves.
Yeah,
they
that make you dizzy and like fucking, but they taste good and weird and you die.
They taste like Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they taste like, they're very seasonal.
I kind of want to get the cigarette ping pong ball.
I want it so bad. Yeah. What is it? The cigarette ping pong
pack
ball.
Pack a day?
Oh, hell yeah. Pack a day, no giving out.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Oh, my God.
A pack a day is so much. Oh, no, we said it was going to be three packs over the course of the week.
That's what it was. I kind of want Che to get it.
That would be awesome. He's going to say no.
No, you can't say no.
I won't, but no, I would. I would just get addicted to cigarettes. No.
Yeah.
That's fine.
No. That's essentially what the ball is.
Might happen.
No,
I think
you're
it would be like, thank you for
cigarettes.
Smoking when they like put the patches all over the dude and he never wants to smoke again. I think it would like be aversion therapy for you, overexposure therapy for you, so you'd never want to smoke a cigarette. You'd be sick from it.
One of my favorite smells is secondhand smoke from like a bowling alley or casino, though.
No.
Yeah.
Is it?
Me and Che have talked about this.
Gross.
Like actual secondhand smoke or like the stale smell of someone had smoked here?
Yeah,
that's weird.
That is.
Secondhand smoke,
actual secondhand smoke is weird, too.
No, secondhand smoke, I understand, but like going into like a hotel room and be like, someone was in here smoking.
I guess it's room specific because like it gets me excited if I'm going into like a casino or a bowling alley being like, fuck, I'm going to have a really good time tonight.
Or like,
if a hotel room, it'd be like gross.
A shitty dive bar, like if people are smoking inside.
That's awesome.
That's dope.
I think the smell of cigarettes inside, it's like, I don't know. Everybody's just in the shittiest situation they could be in.
So it's a mood setter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. The thing I hate about Los Angeles is when, no matter what like restaurant or bar you go to, like everybody's just like looking around to like see who else is there, and the shit bothers me. It's something you don't get at a dive bar where everybody just minds their own fucking business and has their own fun. And I would love if we could find some kind of dive bar while we were in L.A. Mm-hmm. I feel like it'll be hard to find, though.
You really think
the mask mandate?
With the fucking mask mandate?
Bro.
With goddamn Garcetti out there?
We got to go to San Bernardino.
Yeah, if we go out to Bernardino, then maybe we find some fucking the real shit.
Yeah.
You want to go to Bernardino?
That's where we got to go to the IE, and that's where the real heads
are. The Empire?
Yeah, the Empire.
Sheesh. Okay.
They're not fake there.
Take me there, bro. I want to go there. I think any like 1 hour outside of Los Angeles,
what was that?
It stops being.
We got Tommy.
Oh, yeah. He is excited.
Oh, look at that.
Wake up.
you woke him up?
We need somebody to come on the yak and take the ping pong balls out of the machine so we can tell us to do something. You good for that?
Okay.
It's not Tommy Walker Day. You're not the star. You're just going to be.
I know.
So excited.
You good?
Yeah.
You'll take care of it for us?
Yeah, I'll try.
It's adorable.
Are you going to do this for us?
Yeah, sure.
He's pumped.
Let's go.
I like how he started knowingly nodding before.
that was hilarious.
Also, proof of life, y'all saw the dog.
Yes.
That could have been any dog.
He's excited. Wait, what is this? What is this bags?
That would be pork belly.
Oh, belly. Open up your gift.
Everyone. Everyone got pork belly.
Daddy gives the best gift.
Yeah.
Kyle, open
sit
up
on
your
daddy's
gift.
Lap and eat your pork belly.
Is that nice? Is
come
that what
over
you
here
wanted?
And give me a smooch. Give me a smoochy smooch. It's pork belly.
Pork belly.
For everyone, get
in
everyone
there.
Gets
we're not
one.
Saving
we got
the bag.
Some for the guys in the booth.
Belly
too.
Time.
It's belly.
It's
rub
like
your
Brandon's
bellies.
Birthday. God damn.
We're not saving the bag.
Belly, belly.
It is insane, isn't it?
There's a couple extras, too, that you can take home with you, Kyle. Daddy always takes care of his boys.
Yeah, he does.
I was just sitting on my couch last night. I was like, I'm just going to fucking order a shitload of pork belly.
Thank you.
Thank you
look
so much.
This is some
thank
pork
you.
Belly. Look at that.
Some
pork belly.
Oh, wow.
There
this
you go.
Amazing.
Kyle, you could pass out the goddamn forks, too.
No, that's right. It's his birthday. It's
come
Kobe's
on.
Death day.
Come
man.
On. Yeah. Just eat it with your hands. Suck it down.
Pass out the fucking.
Oh, yeah. You got to eat the fat.
Yeah?
We're eating show now.
What's that, a soy glaze?
You know the most important of a pork belly crust? Important part? Baking soda.
Really? Why is that?
No clue.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, let's spin the wheel. And whoever's last has to just talk themselves while everyone else eats.
Oh,
that's
no.
Very
here we go.
That's
spin
very
the
fair.
Wheel.
If the wheel
Kyle's
is just,
out.
It'll
Kyle's
be Brandon.
Kyle's out because it's his birthday. Yeah, have Owen, TJ, I mean TJ, Za, Steven.
Kyle gets the munch from the beginning.
Kyle's out. Whoever loses has to talk for 5 minutes by themselves while everyone else eats.
Thank you so much. I was
happy
actually
birthday,
craving
baby
this
boy.
So hard.
Owen, get to eat, bro. No!
Nick gets
it's like my birthday, too.
One of the funny ones first.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
The wheel is just.
Zah gets to eat. Yeah. There you go, Zah.
The wheel is just. Dab on us.
Quick shout out to Zah's TikTok as well.
Why?
Yeah.
He's what do you do?
And putting
really
work.
Good.
Let's go. Sass gets eat. He already started. It was rude. That's
Sass
okay.
Sass isn't a rule guy.
You know what?
Started.
He doesn't have
who
life
did?
Experience.
Who did? Everyone started. Who
no
did?
One has started.
Who started?
Besides Kyle, the birthday boy.
That's so good.
Brandon.
God damn
it's not
Brandon.
Started.
The wheel isn't just.
The wheel is not just. It's going to be me. Oh. Yeah, if it's good. Me, I'm going to fucking do spy cam.
Yeah.
Now shake and eat. Wow.
Enjoy some belly. Oh, wait, but is that in violation of TB12? Oh, you're only doing it for 8 hours.
I just had my lunch. That's an approved TB12 meal.
Wait, why are you still doing it, you fucking psycho?
In honor of Brady, he's doing it for 8 more days.
You're such a weirdo.
So strange.
Doing it 8 more days to hopefully get him back for his quest for an 8th ring.
Oh, my God.
Could have done 12, his number, but he
you're
decided
such
on
a weirdo.
What if he retires, though? He feels like the way he's talking about family and Gazelle.
Yeah, no, I didn't like that.
Gazelle.
The way that he's talking about wanting to spend more time with his gazelle.
Yeah. Oh, no. This is
going
to be bad.
It's always, you guys suck at the wheel.
Damn.
You don't believe enough.
I suck at the wheel.
It's all mental.
We're the three people who have fallen victim to wheel.
Oh, no.
Well.
Is the wheel just?
Oh, boy.
By the way, how was the Nets game last night before one of you has talked?
Nope. Nope, don't answer. I'm saving that. I'm saving that. That's going to be my entire. Here we go.
May the best man talk.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Talk it up.
All right. Here we go. Woo. So we went to the Nets Lakers game last night. Ron and I walked home from the Barclays, and it was actually a really nice walk. Had a nice talk. We got a little lost for a couple times, but it was a very nice walk. Talked about life, talked about aspirations, talked about how narcissistic Brandon is, mm-hmm. how Sass has no life experience. Anyone else want to chime in? Oh, we did talk about how Nick, the best part about Nick and the drama yesterday is he's actually had sex with every single one of those girls. You can't talk. No, you can't talk. So, yeah, just, you know, that's where Nick sits. So, yeah, the Dave Portnoy show last night, I actually didn't think it was that shocking. I thought it was, like, kind of fair all around. I didn't really come away from it being like, oh, my God.
I was
so explosive. I do wonder, like, Alex and Jordan were sitting in a room this morning, and they were like, we got to plan our clapback. I was like, I don't know what you're thinking, but you're gonna start a war with that guy? That guy's undefeated online. We'll see. Steven, what are you thinking?
I feel like I've had some good one-liners, so Dave.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, Steven, you can talk because you're not eating. You think that you've beaten Dave in your battles with Dave?
He told me that I defeated him recently.
When? Are you sure it wasn't a fake Dave Portnoy account?
No.
Yeah, see, you can't remember.
No, something in the last, like, 6 weeks.
Steven, have you watched back the game from Sunday? How many times?
I watched all 22, so two angles. Same play. So I watched the end of the game a lot.
So twice. Oh, you're still watching it?
Levante was out of position, dude. I'm sorry for talking, but Levante David was out of position.
And it's weird because you won't
admit it.
Double standard, Steven. He won't criticize players. That. Why aren't you criticizing him?
I pointed it out that he was out of position. He should have blitzed.
If it was the Ndamukong Suh, what would you have said?
Same thing.
No, you would have been a little bit harder on him. No, come on, Steven.
Yeah,
come on.
Sue got home, so I wish we could have had a little bit more pressure, and I wish Levante David had the call right. But, I mean, things are moving fast, so it's tough. Didn't lose the season on that one play.
Yeah, no, you literally lost the season on that one play.
The play before was arguably bigger.
Literally lost the season on that play. Like, That was absolutely the play that you lost the season on.
I could argue the play before was bigger.
How? How
if
so?
If it was incomplete, then it's 3rd and 11 from their own 24. Clock stopped. They might just run the ball and punt it, so we have to use a timeout.
You lost the season on that one play.
That's the headline.
Wait, certainly. What do you have that you have to stop the TB12 diet?
We have like a sales brunch next Tuesday, and then Thursday is my birthday, so we're going out to the city.
You thinking about what? croissant, muffin? What are you thinking?
No, so I won't be on it that day. So
Big Cat, eat. Okay, let me pick up my brother. Let me pick up my brother. That's the least I could do. My brother's down. My brother's out here talking. Least I could do is fucking swallow my food and pick up my fucking brother.
What I said about Nick was right, though.
No,
that
wasn't.
That was the only thing that's been true this entire time.
I'll play too much.
Congrats on being named an all-star in the dozen. Well deserved. Absolutely.
I don't think I deserved it.
Are you talking to Roan or KB?
Or me?
I was talking to Roan because I thought nobody else could talk.
We're teammates, and so I mean, I think my other teammates deserved it even more than
I. Was that a vote?
I guess.
It was a vote.
Jeff.
I didn't know what was going on.
I think that Jeff completely made up the results of it, just to.
I don't think so.
Just to be nice to me, and I can't believe he went out of his way just to be nice to me like that. But Nick, captain, Coley, captain.
Yeah.
I would love to. Let's do a mock draft of what would happen. With the whole dozen. Brandon, you be Coley. Nick, you be Nick.
I already drafted. I did this yesterday for real.
Who'd you draft?
I can tell you who the last pick was.
No, I want the whole thing.
I don't want to say.
Obviously, the last pick was Tommy.
No.
What?
What if I told you?
I don't think dozen fans care about spoilers.
The last pick is sitting in this room.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, honestly. Mm. I should have been the last pick. They don't know what I can do.
You'll have to prove it.
Who had the picked first? You were Coley.
Why are KB and PFT not playing in the game?
Because Nick is a captain and they're on the same team. I don't know why PFT is not playing in the game.
Yeah, I don't know either. Fran is in the game.
It was hard because our team had 3 all-star votes, so it's tough.
Well, that's because you guys only tweet about the dozen. You like that's all you care about.
Yeah. Well, we support the show.
Right. But you care about it, so you have people who like...
Everybody cares about it. Everybody cares about it. And Cons had 70,000 votes.
Who did you take with your first pick? Chris?
No.
Oh, you're fucked.
I don't know when Jeff's releasing that.
Tonight.
Is it tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Brandon, don't talk with your mouth open, Brandon. Come on, we're trying to broadcast right
now,
bro.
How could you talk without your mouth open?
ASL.
How'd the lady Sherry do it from fucking Lamb Chop? Yeah.
I thought she just talked.
No, she's a fucking ventriloquist. She hit them with the
motherfucking... Wasn't that one of our balls?
She didn't know them at the fucking...
Carry around a ventriloquist dummy all week?
Yeah, that's
right. I'll be honest, the pork belly probably ruined the vibe of the show, but I still had to do it.
It was also good pork belly.
Yeah. No, it was for KB. And look at KB scraping his balls.
Scraping the rice off the thing.
He's like when my dog hasn't eaten and skips breakfast.
Damn, KB.
Clean plate club.
This macaroni salad's delicious.
There's extra KB, too. Did you take some extra?
That was amazing.
You take some extra?
It hit directly in the center of the spot.
Oh!
Oh. To make this birthday perfect, what do you want?
I have like 12 grains left.
Do it. Right. Finish them.
Finish your grains, bro. I see you scraping.
Yeah, hand up. That was probably a bad idea to have the food delivered in the middle of the show. Whatever. What are you getting?
No, he was so excited.
Who are you apologizing to? You just made my day.
The listeners.
Okay.
Sometimes we get to take moments to eat.
Yeah. Season 6 has been all bangers. We have one show.
Where we just
chill
eat.
Out.
Yeah.
Is it
reset.
Not a, you just gave me the exact gift I wanted, and I enjoyed it.
That's a banger.
That is a banger.
That's a banger.
That is true banger.
And
that's
there's
banger.
Extra. Where's the extra?
Brandon, what did you get, KB? What are you getting, Kyle?
The extra's right there, KB. You got that.
KB,
you got
you
pork
this?
Belly for the next fucking week. Well, you don't eat it? You didn't eat it?
I was going to save it, but if Kyle needs it.
Why aren't you eating?
I eat later.
You just fucking, you don't eat what I get you?
Not hungry.
He bought a bunch of pork belly. Huh.
Interesting.
All right.
I'm going to have to deal with that later.
Now don't worry, I'll talk to him.
Get on with the funny.
So my gifts don't hit the spot, baby? Got an issue. One of my sugar babies
doesn't
like gifts anymore.
Getting out of line.
The fuck? Yeah, I want to smoke a pack a day. Your voice will sound so awesome. Your voice will sound so awesome.
Yeah.
You're going to feel
just be
so
the bass ping pong ball for everyone.
Everybody gets
everyone's
that.
Everyone's got to do it. You're going to have to get a smoking room at the hotel.
Ooh, maybe name it after someone like Ben Mintz.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Bedman Smoking Lounge.
Did you come up with that?
I did. I just came off the top.
What if we had like a certain amount of cigarettes for the entire show, and we had to like allocate
I like that.
Or like split them up throughout. So we need like heroes, and we can have like people be pussies if they want to be pussies.
Yes.
Or we can all carry the weight together as pallbearers.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So how many cigarettes are in a pack? 20? Correct.
Yeah.
So there's 8 of us.
What if we got like one of those big bags that they sell in West Virginia?
All the cigarettes
in a bag. Yeah, loose bag.
I don't know. What is that?
Yeah, you get like assorted cigarettes.
And just a whole bag of them.
You get them at like Little Generals.
And it's just a packed bag full of cigarettes.
Wait, Big Cat, what's the setup here? Are we going to be outside, inside?
I think inside, so that kind of ruins
it. Inside what?
A bar.
Okay. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I like that though, Ron. Maybe we'll do it that way. We got to have our brainstorming session. When are we going to do that?
100
cigarettes. Why don't we do it right now?
100 cigarettes amongst the boys?
We can't force the brainstorming session.
Okay, if we get a pile of 100 cigarettes.
Well, we got a belly full of belly.
Five, or what's that?
I don't think visually 100's enough.
How many is in a pack?
For 8 people?
Yeah, that's not a lot.
20.
I think 100's a lot for 8 people.
We get 1,000 cigarettes.
I'm sorry,
get 1,000 cigarettes.
Oh, you're saying for the week or for the show?
For a week.
Oh, okay.
1,000 sounds awesome. That's too many cigarettes.
Even if each of us smoked 5 cigarettes a day, we'd be going through it.
Yeah.
We're bitches.
I've never smoked more than one.
That's what I mean. Like, we're not tough guys.
We once had a group chat where we were going to try to do 1,000 push-ups
in a
week together.
It wouldn't be fucking hard.
Now we're doing cigarettes.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
We're going the wrong direction.
No, we'll become tone either way.
How would I fail at smoking, like, 5 cigarettes?
You're going to get sick.
But what would stop me from finishing it?
I don't think you would get sick from 5 a day.
No, 5 a day, probably not.
Guys, I haven't had 5 cigarettes in my life.
What?
I don't know if I can.
Should we practice right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get a cig going.
Do we have 6?
Oh, my God. You want to?
No, I don't. I got, again, a belly full of belly. I actually don't want cigarettes.
There's nothing better than a cigarette after supper.
Yeah.
Someone's getting a tattoo, right?
Who cares?
Yeah, a tattoo of the ball.
We're doing the open mic. Someone's going to do tanning bed every day.
Yeah.
Someone is going
tanning
to be,
bed wants
someone's going to be overly apologetic.
Do we have that?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, someone's going
to
be,
someone has to
be
say
like a
sorry
beta
all
yeah.
the time.
Just be a beta
to
all
not just
week.
Us, to everyone.
Yes, yes.
That there's nothing more infuriating than that person.
Yeah, than to just like,
who goes out of their way to say sorry all the time.
One day you can only drink when you're in the bathroom. So
drink like alcohol or
anything.
Any beverage.
So if you're thirsty, you have to go into a bathroom and drink it there. Leave.
Could thrive in that position.
How many balls is everyone picking?
4?
I think thought it was 3.
4.
I think it's 4. When did we go to 4?
5?
I thought it was 3.
It's 4.
Someone's got to return an item that they bought and tell them they shoplifted it. And
they
felt guilty.
Yep.
We do need to get the Donnie
That is a
glasses.
Good one. That is so good.
The camera glasses. I think we have a pair.
The Marty Mush ones from that party.
What? Marty Mush.
We're out.
He like crashed. Was it Deadspin?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, Donnie's done like a billion videos between that and this. But yeah, the Marty Mush glasses. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. I think of Donnie as synonymous with the glasses.
I think Marty's more glasses guy.
He did do that one party. Mm-hmm. Marty's an alcoholic.
He is?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
You guys want cigs or are you good? I have cigs.
You have a sick guy?
Yeah.
Why are you showing your phone?
They're on your phone? They're virtual?
I have virtual six. That like
no, let's not smoke them today. Let's wait till Tommy's.
You don't
here.
Want to do a test run?
I think we should do a test run.
Toddler's here.
Just a test run.
We need to up our tolerance
for
in case any of us get the ball.
We got
to
get our tolerance.
All right.
We'll double the amount of six until we're each having a trillion a day in like 12 days.
Stephen Shea thinking he'll get addicted is so funny.
You're too old. Sass is the only one in this room that could get addicted.
Yeah.
His brain is still growing.
Formative.
Would you like that? Would you like
if I had
that?
To smoke like 20 cigarettes a day, how would I not get addicted?
They're not.
You
cigarettes
can't get addicted
are,
from cigarettes in 3 days.
Yeah, they're also not
doing
addicting.
It on your own accord, then maybe, but if you were forced to do it, then no. Right.
Cigarettes are non-addicting.
I've seen a lot of commercials that tell me otherwise.
Yeah, they lie.
There's a lot of lying.
They're literally called truth.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Truth is literally and funded by that. Big Tobacco, and they make cringy advertisements to get people to start smoking.
Yes,
they're the only commercials that have ever made me want to start smoking.
It's true. No, like that's an actual thing.
And they also go out of business if people stop smoking.
Yeah.
Like if everyone quit smoking, Truth would not exist.
Yeah.
They need people to keep on smoking so they can tell people to stop smoking.
Yeah. That's why they push their ad focus to anti-vape ads so people get back on tobacco.
Whoa!
We better be careful.
We better be careful. Now I'm
worried
it's
a scam.
TJ's about to have two bullets to the back of the dome. That would suck.
Why too?
TJ got assassinated.
Steven, I think maybe the tread water challenge is, can you finish an entire cigarette in the pool?
Oh, that's
while treading
water. That's a good one.
No, because you'd only have to tread for like 4 minutes.
He wouldn't be able.
How would you be able to keep it? How would you
put it out?
It'd be a little harder because you'd have to have some extra arm strength.
Whose cigarettes are these?
Those are Lucy's. Che, get in here.
Not Brandon.
I'm not,
you got to have your first cigarette on air. That's adorable.
No, come on, guys.
Is Wisconsin really going to get killed, Williams?
You're not going to have
probably
your cigarette,
not, right?
I got to go do
there's a lot of smoke.
Prime.
You can't be cigaretted out.
No, not in front of Dion.
Dion would fucking flip. He'd have a conniption.
He would fucking kill him.
Well, I don't want to smoke a cigarette anymore.
How would he know?
All right, so then don't.
Dion.
Are you going to?
No, I want Tommy here. I want a child here. So then people can complain and be like, it's so fucked up.
What about every time we have somebody on the Yak, if they want to be on, they have to be smoking?
Yeah.
So if you want to be a guest on the Yak, you have to
Should we have someone come? Should we test it right
Let's
now?
Let's get somebody in here. Let's get somebody fucking in here. Let's get Alex Bennett.
I actually got to go. I got to go, so I'll get a guest.
All right,
who you got?
I just said I
have
to go. Stop trying to steal my shit.
I got
to
go interview.
No, we don't need any more.
Marbred.
I got a lighter.
I got to go interview Rey Mysterio.
That's fucking awesome.
Thank you.
Stooley's just got a pack of Marlboro Reds on him.
And he's never smoked in his life. It's just in case one of us ask.
Yeah. That's awesome.
He does rule.
He does.
He does. Yeah. God damn it.
I'd love to start a small fire.
Little guys. Catch a...
The prep sheet.
Yeah. I was telling the boys.
Burn some pork belly fat.
Little fire.
Buildings burn down the exact right amount.
What?
Yeah, not too little.
Not
real.
More than they should or not less than they should.
At the right rate.
What you... So... All right. I don't think any building should burn down.
Well, what if it's an old decrepit building that needs to be taken
you
out?
You don't want that to happen,
right.
But with what you know about fire and buildings, it
let's say commercial buildings.
They don't burn down more than you would think or less than you would think.
I think they actually burn down less than I would think.
Okay.
Especially restaurants.
Yeah, like I actually am shocked when you think about like how big the world is that there aren't fire more often.
But there's enough fires for there to be firemen in every city.
That's true.
There's just enough. There's enough fires.
But they all have second jobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Also, they don't
just
smoke
more cigarettes than firemen.
It's true.
What, Che?
That doesn't make sense.
Firemen smoke so many cigarettes.
What is it?
Around the firehouse?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't that make sense?
That's how they got their name.
Why they call it a firehouse.
Yeah.
Do you think boats sink more or less than they should?
Boats should sink way more
do
than
boats
they
still
do.
Sink?
Yeah. What is this? This is a real fire.
What was this? Obscene on scene TV.
Cruise ships sink.
Was this last night? Cruise ships never sink.
Yeah, even when they start to sink, we just go get them and they just stay
ever
up in the water forever.
Ever heard of the Titanic?
That was 100 years ago.
Did it sink?
It was actually more than 100 years ago.
108 years ago, excuse me.
It was actually 110 years ago.
It was 108 years ago, right? It was 1914. No, it was 1912. Fuck.
Oh, and who's the trivia all-star?
God damn it, you're right.
Idiot.
What happened in 1914?
When was Babe Ruth in the league?
Oh,
he
got
20s, 30s,
no,
40s.
No, he got there in the teens.
What was Babe Ruth? Did he ever talk about the Titanic?
Yeah.
He probably did. He was there from 1916 to 1935.
He said those fucking assholes deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
Should have seen it coming.
What a crossover.
Mm-hmm. Babe Ruth and the Titanic.
Yeah.
It is. That's a crazy crossover.
I like crossovers like that.
Yeah, who's got
the
collab?
Who's got Tim the bird Hardaway. Dogs on?
We gotta do the
KB
ad.
Does, I think.
I brought Stephen Che my bird dogs.
Them?
I don't know where my bird dogs are. I'm trying to track them down.
Gave Stephen Che my pants.
The thing is, as soon as you get bird dogs here, people steal them.
So we're getting new bird dogs tomorrow, actually, because there were a few.
We're leveling up.
Because I didn't get any.
My dick's too big, so.
That is true.
I have to get bigger size.
That is true. Let's get
so
Jake Marsh to smoke
leave
a cigarette.
Because bitch,
somebody hit the
read too bomb.
They're really good. They have the liner inside that is essentially underwear, so you don't have to wear underwear with your joggers, which is awesome.
And your junk feels great. And
your junk does feel great. Che, where can we get these things?
I got to pull up the reader. I don't print out a prep sheet for
birddogs.com, birddogs.com, promo code YAK. And boom, you get a free Bird Dogs beanie with your pair of Bird Dogs. Stay warm and comfortable in your Bird Dogs.
In all seriousness, very, very good joggers.
Yeah, the best.
I want some.
Amazing, they're coming tomorrow in a... So
I ran out of pants. I will literally be pantless tomorrow.
Tomorrow should be here for this show.
All right,
if not, I'll be here right after the show. But I've been told tomorrow the shipment is coming.
You're going to see your pee-pee.
Doesn't sound like it's coming.
Well, I want to... Well, no, everyone should have gotten an original pair yesterday or two days ago.
Wait, Roan just left.
Yeah, he has to do... He has to do that that other show that
I slept
on. Oh,
is
there a little resentment there?
I'm just so sick of Dion controlling our lives.
Mm-hmm. The narrative.
The narrative, yeah.
How was Son of a Boy Dad today? Was it a banger?
Today? Well, it was yesterday.
Oh.
Dumbass.
Damn.
That's just disrespectful.
How was it? A banger?
How was PMT yesterday?
Good. We taped yesterday. It was good.
Fuck.
Was it a banger?
Yeah, it was a good episode. Did well.
Has there been a bad episode?
There's been one or two that I haven't personally
loved. Three or four.
What's up, guys? It's a little sass.
Hey, guys. You don't say that. I say, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to Son of a Boy Dad podcast. Today is Monday. And then I say the date and the time, and then we hop in.
Rolling.
Yeah, then we just shoot the shit for an hour and a half.
No dickhead shit. Can I smoke this?
Yeah, I would like to as well.
No dickhead shit.
It's your birthday.
I don't really want to
see. Big Cat, I'm very excited for PMTV.
Hey, let me let you up.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that was coming.
Oh, yeah. That's the wrong
part. Pardon my takes doing some vlogs.
Holy shit. This flame is crazy.
AKA.
You sped it up. Me and my co-host Adam Ferrone, aka Barstool Run, aka Battle Rap Legend, who is followed by Drake on Instagram. He is one of the few people who can comment on Drake's Instagram posts.
You'll ever listen to. It's gonna be pretty free flown. It's just gonna be me and Roan.
No, do the fast paced one. He sounds like a nerd.
Yeah, he sounds like a big fucking dork.
Yeah. It should be illegal to be this early. Or whatever you're into. We're gonna talk about all sorts of genitalia. We're gonna just get into some good stuff, working out.
Just good shit. Just guys shooting the shit. And I hope you guys enjoy. We're gonna be doing weekly episodes every Wednesday. And thanks for tuning in. Wait, so I was right.
Yeah, today's Wednesday.
You said weekly episodes every Wednesday.
Do you not recall our little conversation?
Oh, yeah, I told you Tuesday. Yeah,
you said you didn't want me to drop on Wednesday because you didn't want me to take all the part of my take listeners.
No, that's not what I said. I said Tuesday would be good because Dave Portnoy's show comes out Wednesday, which he then moved to Tuesday night.
It's all right. We're taking all Dave's listeners anyway.
Yeah. Tuesday is a way more wide open day.
You want this?
Tuesday's a way more wide open day.
You want me to throw it?
I was right on that.
Here, Big Cat, take this.
Oh, no. Don't give it to him. Here, Owen.
Throw it.
Oh, Rome. Owen wants it.
Throw it in here.
Kyle, who do you want to smoke this last birthday cigarette with you?
Big T.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be good. Look at this lighter.
Big T or Mackenzie. Or Kim.
Or
is Kim in?
Without Erica.
Or Erica Nardini.
I didn't know she came on the show yesterday.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Or Jordan Berry.
I like that this studio is just going to smell like cigs. Nice homey feel.
Me and Roan did an episode in here before, like right before Christmas, and no one was here, and we both smoked a full cigar.
What?
Yeah, in here.
Did you feel like a badass?
It was awesome. It was my favorite episode that we've done. It was right when I shaved my head.
It was a banger? Oh, when you're going through your crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Brandon came back to pick up his fucking douches. What do you got? You got a cold sore? I have some skin
issues here. I got to take care of my hair.
Oh.
Why don't you use the wood face wash?
Zah.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
Favorite thing about Kyle?
Favorite thing about Kyle?
his.
Oh, no.
No, I'm trying to.
It's tough. It's tough.
No, I mean, I enjoy his humor. I was trying to find a way of saying it in a slick way, but I guess I couldn't.
No,
Kyle's my favorite.
Just you verbalizing that, it was good. I could tell you cared. Owen, maybe not do that again.
TJ, favorite thing about Kyle?
Kyle was one of, if not the first content people to follow me on Twitter here before we even had a conversation.
He was grooming.
That shouldn't be a compliment. I'm just not
a stingy
cunt about following my coworkers back.
No, you're first.
Get over here. Steven, what's your favorite thing about...
Boys, it is smoky in here.
KB.
That's not... My favorite thing is...
You have to put it in your mouth.
You got to put it in your mouth.
Oh.
Is his... It's KB's level of commitment. Dude. He has yet to get internet at his apartment and just commits living internetless.
Thank you, Steven.
Did we have a butt crack?
Wait, Tommy had a butt crack.
Tommy
and TJ got him on the Zoom.
Yeah.
Can we replay the tape?
Can we replay that? Sit down, Tommy.
Is this lit?
Yes.
No, inhale it.
What's Smith gawking at? Yeah, it's my birthday.
Ever seen someone smoke a cigarette?
Haven't seen anybody smoke a cigarette before.
Mm-hmm.
Ever seen anybody smoke?
Ever seen a man?
Just men being men.
Oh, Tommy!
Oh, no! And look. He doesn't know where his own butt crack is. He missed it.
Put his fingers over his butt crack.
Look, he had no idea where his butt crack is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oopsie.
Ooh, is that my tuchus?
Stupid fucker.
Is my tushy tush out?
I've been uncomfortable all day in these tight jeans that came and hold my fucking ass crack.
When you want to be done, you can just put it in there.
Tight pants are they're out?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Those look pretty tight.
I just bought some new ones.
I know.
Should we scan and see if
there's
come anywhere with this little blue light?
Yeah. You got a blue light?
Brother, you're not going to like what you find.
Oh.
I know.
I bust in here every day.
Oh.
I wonder if anyone's ever busted in here.
KB?
Oh, yes.
No way.
Busted in here.
You think somebody's busted in here?
No way.
Just look at all these vantage points.
Yeah, no. Someone's busted in here.
Sounds like you've busted in here.
I've never busted in here.
I would bet no.
I would bet.
I'd bet no in this.
Steven's looking at me with a smile on his
face.
Steve,
you busted?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
It's too exposed to the audience.
I have never,
unless that's what you want,
busted in any job in my career.
Not at fucking Smoothie Planet?
Can we get a quote card of that?
Yeah.
Just like, I've never busted at any point in my career.
Like
Smoothie King advertisement, like sponsor logo.
Oh,
you sure, Jay?
No.
You sure, Jay?
What's this?
TJ's so quick with it.
Can
we get
toes
Steven
curling.
Doing that, reacting to Tommy's butt crack?
Oh, yeah.
Really don't like cigarettes.
All right, so put it out. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's KB's birthday.
No, I don't want to see you smoke it.
You
said he chose
honestly,
me. He chose Big T, then Content Kim. Neither were here. I figured you were the
honestly, if the truth advertisers wanted to do their job, they'd just have Tommy smoking a cig. Yeah. Like, do you want to look like this?
It's never looked less cool.
Yeah. Nope, never smoking again.
You have a high butt crack.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have a very high butt crack myself.
Thank
I'm afflicted.
You. Thank you.
Plumber's butt crack. Oh.
KB,
everybody has a picture of their butt out there.
KB, give me the palm of your hand.
I didn't come.
Give it to me.
You do it inside someone's dick hole. You're like, look at that.
He came in his dick hole.
Come in there.
Somebody came in this dude's dick hole.
Bro, that's crazy. You're just in the office with cum in your dick hole?
Sicko.
Dude, I've been leaking so much post-piss that I've been having to, like, wipe with toilet paper.
So,
yeah.
This is, like, a recent thing.
Asian culture's dad.
Yeah.
I was telling people that I was leaking, and they told me to push up on my gooch when I'm done, and I don't think it works, but I've been doing it.
Oh,
okay.
I leak a lot, too.
Well, that's not surprising.
I was wondering. Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
This is a little personal, but I have in my penis hole, I have a like a band that like cuts it in half almost. So if I'm
like an earthworm,
all right, I got to go do the
punch. Jesus Christ!
If I pee,
if I have
two streams,
if I pee with a boner, it comes out everywhere. Oh. Like it's like two streams.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So no, you have like a stalactite.
I will occasionally be peeing straight out of the top part of that dick hole, and then the bottom part drips down.
Jesus Christ,
Tommy,
man.
That's way too much information.
Yeah, you shouldn't have told us. That is disgusting.
I showed you my ass crack. I figured we were...
Oh, an accident. Or was it?
That just ruined my day.
You know when you come in some fabric and after that there's a piece that remains in your dick hole so the next time you piss,
little fabric
two,
comes out.
Two streams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's fabric, Kyle. I think that's like dried semen. You think you get fabric in your dick hole from busting in the fabric?
Maybe a lint buildup, Kyle.
I think maybe a piece of fabric.
What type of fabric?
It's the piece of fabric that sticks there because of the semen.
But what is it?
Creates a blockade at your urethra, which causes two separate streams when you piss the next time.
I don't think it's fabric. Are you busting in felt?
What do you think it is?
Dried semen. Where are you busting?
Well, if you bust in a piece of clothing.
Do you do that?
We've all been there.
But, like, yeah. Do you do it regularly?
But it's just something that's happened before.
Your dick keeps a piece of the t-shirt on it?
It gets in the dick?
In it. Like a piece of thread or fabric.
How would a piece of thread get in your dick?
What? It's a stray from the clothing you came into.
So it sticks, you're saying.
And it sticks to the cum that you just came.
But then...
I'm explaining something that's happened to me.
I don't... I think
it hasn't
confused.
Happened to you? Maybe not.
TJ, can you Google why you get two streams?
I don't want to talk about this.
I just need to figure it out, because I don't think it's threat. Nah. Well, whatever. Kyle, you want to keep going? It's your birthday?
No.
You don't?
Yeah, let's end it on you clowning me.
All right. No, let's switch around.
What are you doing tonight?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you
know. Want
to go out?
I'm going to go bowling.
We're going bowling. You want to come?
Maybe.
You're invited.
Sass, you want to come?
You're all invited.
Everybody's sure. invited. Yeah, even if you're watching the show, come through. Come through and bowl with us.
Yeah. Welcome anybody.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Anything else?
That's it. You guys see these pictures of Ben Mintz?
What?
Ass crack.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I saw those. Go back to that, his shirt. I think that was a white shirt, and he just fell in a puddle at a gas station. Whoa.
He looks cool.
Ben Mintz has definitely slipped on a banana peel.
Like, forgot he was white for the day.
Okay. Nice pleat.
I believe him. He ran New Orleans for an extended period of time.
Oh, definitely. Is that glasses, Ben?
No, he's all the way on the right.
Yeah.
Does he have glasses on?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I don't think he does.
He does. He sits on PicCentral.
Oh, these are great.
And this is the actual resolution he sent them to me at.
Yeah. Glasses, Ben. Lovely. Is that how we want to end it?
Yeah, it works for me.
Works for me.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Kyle. Happy Appreciate birthday,
you. Kyle. TJ, Jay?
What is? I feel like a patient, like a little cancer patient.
Why do you have to be little?
Because there's like birthdays in here every day and no one cares.
You kind of were like the cancer guy for a little bit.
Was.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Kyle.